Gas valve operation and measuring manifold pressure. How a modern redundant gas valve works. How to measure inlet and manifold pressure correctly. The target pressures for natural gas and LP, and how to adjust and verify firing rate without overfiring the furnace. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. The gas valve is the part that decides whether gas reaches the burners and at what pressure. On a modern furnace, it's a single block that does several jobs. A safety shutoff, a pressure regulator, and the electrically operated main valve, all in one. Manifold pressure is the gas pressure downstream of that valve, feeding the burner orifices. It's what actually sets the firing rate. Get manifold pressure right and the furnace fires at its rated input. Too high and you overfire CO, cracked exchangers, sooting. Too low and it underfires poor heat, lazy flame, condensation. How it works. A typical residential valve is a redundant valve. Two valve seats in series operated together, so if one fails to close, the other still shuts the gas. That redundancy is a safety requirement. Inside, a servo regulator holds the outlet manifold pressure constant regardless of small swings in incoming inlet pressure. You feed it, say, 7 inches of water column on the inlet and it regulates the outlet down to about 3.5 inches of water column for natural gas. The regulator has an adjustment screw under a cap. Turn it and you change manifold pressure. The valve gets its open command from the control board. 24 volts on the valve coil S pulls the valve open on a call for heat after the igniter has warmed up and the board is ready. Drop the 24 volts and the valve snaps shut. Some valves are single stage 1 pressure, 2 stage low slash high taps or 2 coils, or modulating. Pressures in gas work are measured in inches of water column, inches of water column because they're so low, way below 1 psi. For reference, about 27.7 inches of water column, about 1 psi. In the field, measure manifold pressure, the important one. Furnace OFF. Gas off at the valve. Back out the manifold pressure tap screw a couple turns, don't remove it. Connect your manometer hose to the tap. Fire the furnace and let it run. Read the manometer with burners stable. Compare to the rating plate. The plate lists the required manifold pressure. That's your target, not a guess. Measure inlet pressure to diagnose supply. Use the inlet tap. Inlet has to stay within the valve's listed range both at rest static and while firing running slash dynamic. A big drop from static to running means a supply restriction, undersized pipe, partially closed valve, a starving regulator, or another appliance robbing gas. Adjust manifold pressure. Pop the regulator cap. Clockwise raises pressure, counterclockwise lowers its standard on most valves. Verify. Make small turns. Let it settle, reread. Set to the rating plate value. After setting, clock the gas meter on a natural gas job to verify true input. See tip below. Manifold pressure plus correct orifice gives rated input. Clocking confirms it. Normal values and targets. Natural gas manifold pressure. About 3.5 inches of water column is the typical target, always confirm on the rating plate. Some are 3.2 to 3.8. LP slash propane manifold pressure. About 10 to 11 inches of water column, typical again. Confirm the plate. Natural gas inlet pressure, commonly delivered around about 7 inches of water column. Valves usually list an acceptable range of roughly 4.5 to 10.5 inches of water column. Verify the valve. LP inlet pressure, commonly about 11 inches of water column delivered, regulated from the tank's two-stage regulators. Common faults and what they mean. Low manifold pressure, lazy slash yellow flame, low inlet supply, wrong gas type setting, a regulator problem, or a valve that's drifted. Check inlet first. If inlet is fine, the valve's regulator is suspect. Manifold pressure swings while firing. Inlet is sagging under load. The valve can only regulate what it's fed. Look upstream. Pipe size, a kinked slash partly closed shutoff, meter slash regulator issues, or simultaneous demand. Can't bring manifold pressure up to spec. Inlet too low. Plugged valve inlet screen, or a failing regulator section. Don't crank the adjustment past spec to compensate. Fix the supply. Valve won't open at all. No 24 volts to the coil board slash limit slash pressure switch upstream. Open coil, or a tripped safety. Meter for 24 volts at the valve before condemning it. Valve opens, but won't fully close gas after shutdown. Failed valve. The redundant seat is why this rarely becomes dangerous, but replace it immediately. Tech tips and gotchas. Manifold pressure sets firing rate, but only with the correct orifice for the fuel. A furnace converted from NG to LP needs the LP orifices and the LP pressure, and often a regulator spring slash conversion kit. Setting LP pressure with NG orifices, or vice versa, will badly over or under fire it. Clock the meter to verify true input natural gas. Shut off every other gas appliance. Time how many seconds the furnace takes to burn 1 cubic foot on the smallest dial. And convert seconds per cubic foot to cubic feet per hour to BTU per hour using the local gas heating value often about 1000 BTU/FT3. But it varies by utility. Ask if precision matters. This catches a wrong orifice or wrong gas heat content that manifold pressure alone won't show. Always set pressure with the furnace at steady state, not the first 10 seconds, and do it at the altitude you're at. High altitude installs may require derating. Tighten the tap screws back down and leak check with bubbles or a sniffer when you're done. A backed out tap screw is a gas leak. High inlet at static that crashes under load is the tell for a supply problem. Log both numbers. Safety/code notes. Gas piping must be sized for the total connected load with acceptable pressure drop per the fuel gas code. Gas piping sizing sections. Don't add an appliance to a marginal line. Always leak check any joint or tap you opened before leaving. Soap bubbles or an electronic detector. Overfiring is a real hazard. It can crack a heat exchanger and drive up CO. Verify CO with a combustion analyzer after any pressure adjustment. And never set manifold pressure above the rating plate value to get more heat. Conversions between natural gas and LP must follow the manufacturer's conversion kit and listing. Orifices, regulator, and pressure all have to match the fuel.